We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Star 94.1, this is Jen and Friends. Jen Hobby, Curtis Slate, and Mark Owens in studio with you. Thank y'all for listening. We know you have a lot of choices, and the fact that you chose us makes us so happy and fills our heart with joy. All right, Bad Boys for Life comes out in theaters this weekend. Y'all got a sneak preview last night.
Just wow.
You loved it.
I loved it. To me, I think this was, in my personal opinion, I think this was the best one yet.
Really?
Yes,
Mark,
I do.
Mark, what you think?
I thought it was not as good as the second one, but still awesome. You can tell that Martin Lawrence, they have upped the comedy factor in this one, and you've seen it in the previews. Martin Lawrence is a little bit older, he's a little bit bigger, and you think they masked a lot of that in his action scenes with comedy one-liners. Because
okay.
His one-liners are great. But you need to see it in a theater. A lot of explosions, a lot of booms. It's not something that you can just stream it when it comes out.
Okay, mm-hmm. Awesome.
You
so
have to
cool.
see it, Jen.
Yeah, really?
I was on the edge of my seat and also sitting back in my seat just laughing. It was hysterical.
I love anything Will Smith does. He's just one of those people that I wish I was friends with.
He's amazing.
If I had a big old party at my house and could invite like five celebrities, mm-hmm. he would be on my list.
And he doesn't
for sure.
age. He does not
he looks
age.
Amazing.
How does he do that?
He looked like Fresh Prince's older brother.
Yes.
Like he
really?
Yes, he
mm-hmm.
looked awesome. It's a great movie. Look, it's a mindless, dumb, silly movie. There's plot holes. It doesn't make a lot of sense. But if you just like watching
wow.
things go boom on the big screen, go see Bad Boys for Life.
And you know, sometimes we need to go see movies that take us out of our world
yep.
and our look, there's a lot of serious headlines that should stress everybody out to the hilt right now. And we should be worried about those things, right? But sometimes mm-hmm. you just need to put those on a shelf, check out and laugh and sit back and be entertained. So I'm glad that this is out in theaters right now.
And pertaining to the conversation that we had yesterday about the bucket of popcorn.
Oh, yeah.
I sat down. Look, Mark is laughing because he saw me. I chowed down to that huge bucket of popcorn.
Did you get the large?
Yes,
no.
I did.
No, Curtis got
butter?
The Costco size industrial
the the lifetime supply of popcorn, and I was scraping the bottom of the bucket for like kernels.
All right, so Curtis, you had a very important question for everybody who got to see the sneak peek of Bad Boys.
Absolutely, because you know I only ask the important questions.
Uh-huh.
So last night's question was, how do you define a bad boy?
It's Curtis on the corner.
My definition of a bad boy is a brother that can handle himself in any situation.
He ain't living in his grandma's basement, is he?
He ain't living in his grandma's basement, and mama is coming to his house for favors. Okay? And he got a J-O-B.
Well.
He is a BMW. Do you want me to preach?
My definition of a bad boy is a guy that's ride or die, that'll do anything it takes to make sure him and his family is good. If that includes illegal activity, rob, steal, kill, I just mean like just being down for the cause.
See, and that's why I'm single.
Me too, but I'm looking for a bad boy. So wherever you at.
My definition of a bad boy is someone who's mischievous.
Oh, you got grandbabies, don't you?
Yeah.
So which one is it? Which one is the bad boy? Go ahead and call him out now.
Demetrius.
What is your definition of a bad boy?
I like a little bit of edge, a little bit of mystery. I don't want just a straight cut guy.
Well, since you like edges, what about my hairline? Because my edges are almost gone.
My definition of a bad boy is someone who you think you can change, but they're just going to stay the same either way.
If they want to steal $5 out your pocketbook, they're going to grab that $5, right?
And I'm going to take it right back.
Jen and Friends. Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.